This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden imposed additional sanctions Thursday that he said will impose severe costs on the Russian economy following Russian President Vladimir Putin's sweeping invasion of Ukraine. The new sanctions target Russian banks, oligarchs, and high-tech sectors. Biden said that over time, the sanctions would squeeze Russian assets and impair its economic growth. Biden stopped short of sanctioning Putin's personal assets, but said that remains a possibility if warfare escalates further. Putin launched the invasion early Thursday in the biggest European onslaught since the end of World War II, attacking Ukrainian forces in the disputed eastern region and launching missiles on several key cities, including the capital, Kiev. U.S. House of Representatives House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that Russia's aggression is not just about Ukraine, but about democracy. She said it is not surprising that Putin ordered his troops to invade.
It has been his purpose for a long time to undermine democracy. He contends right now that he is going in there to prevent Ukraine from joining NATO. But the fact is, Vladimir Putin does not want a thriving democracy on his border. That is a threat to him and his own country.
While U.S. lawmakers have come together to condemn Russian President Putin's invasion of Ukraine, their response to the Biden administration's latest sanctions remains divided among party lines. Pelosi praised Biden's Thursday remarks responding to the military offensive. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Biden was too late in announcing that the United States would limit its exports to Russia.